Afternoon, everybody. We're here just on the Saintfield Road outside of Lisburn at a little place called Ballymacbrennan. You'll see the mission hall here in the background, Ballymacbrennan Mission Hall. But on my right, there's a private dwelling, the old Ballymacbrennan schoolhouse. It was opened in 1834 and for 90 years served as a public school. And then on a Sunday, there would have been a Sunday school in the afternoon. 1947, the Faith Mission, a couple of pilgrims would have gone around this whole area and conducted gospel meetings, and God really moved in those meetings and many, many people were saved. So in 1952, the Faith Mission made application to the old schoolhouse and took it over and used it for gospel missions and as well for a prayer union. And for many, many years it was held in what is now a private dwelling. There's an upstairs and a downstairs, and there were many, many times of blessing in those days. 1952, of course, was a time whenever God was moving in many parts of the world, and even through the Faith Mission up in the northern parts of Scotland, in the Isle of Lewis, for example, there was a revival going on there under the leadership of Duncan Campbell and others. And so in 1952, this schoolhouse was taken over. It became a place where the gospel was preached every Sunday evening, gospel missions were held, and during the week there was a weekly prayer union. But I was speaking to a brother in the Lord, Sam Adams of Every Home Crusade. His father was greatly involved in Ballymacbrennan schoolhouse meetings. And he testified that in 1963, he became a believer, just as a young lad. And during that time, there were two Faith Mission pilgrims, Pat Pritchard and another lady along with her, Marjorie. And they conducted meetings all around this locality, in Bailey's Mills and Board Mills and Cargycroy and Cargycreevy, and here in Ballymacbrennan as well. And such was the move of God's Spirit at that time that many, many people were converted. And in 2013, they had anniversary meetings, 50th anniversary meetings of those important gospel meetings and missions. Whenever I was a young lad, just in my teens, coming into my late teens, the first time I ever shared a word of public testimony outside of our own church meetings, the first time I ever publicly testified was in Ballymacbrennan schoolhouse here. So it has fond memories for myself all of those years ago. But it's interesting that Ballymacbrennan schoolhouse opened in 1834, the same year that Charles Haddon Spurgeon was born. C.H. Spurgeon was often called the Prince of Preachers, and for many years he ministered in New Park Street and then moved to the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, where his ministry was greatly blessed of God. It never really saw a dip. It just seemed to grow and develop, and people were constantly being converted, and the church was ever in growth. It was almost like a time of perpetual revival in London in those days. But of course, Mr. Spurgeon was a great man of prayer, and often whenever visitors came to the Tabernacle in London, he would have invited them, first of all, before the service commenced, to come and see the engine room of the church. He would have taken them downstairs, just below the sanctuary, to a large prayer meeting. Hundreds of people seeking the face of God right throughout the time whenever Spurgeon would preach. And he says, this is the powerhouse, this is the engine room of the church. And this place here has been a place of prayer for many years. The old saints believed in prayer. And we need to get back to those days of prayer and of waiting upon God. So maybe you're a local and you've got memories of this place. Drop us a line, get in touch and share your memories of Ballymacbrennan, old schoolhouse, or the new mission hall here as well. God bless you. We're getting soaked here, so I'm going to jump back in the car and try to get dried off. See you soon. Bye bye.